You're listening to Insight here on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. The unofficial start to summer is just a couple weeks away. Memorial Day signals a time to dust off the camping supplies, hiking boots, or other outdoor gear to bask in the fresh air and sunshine. But this year will look quite different in some spots of California compared to years past. The powerful storms this winter have led to many state parks that are partially or entirely closed, especially in the Sierra, where many campgrounds and popular trails remain buried under snow. In the central and eastern Sierra, Caltrans is working to remove like a wall of snow blocking miles of state highways in the passes. And all of this is presenting challenges for the people who call this area home and the businesses who rely on tourists for their livelihood. One of those counties is Tuolumne County, one of the gateways to Yosemite National Park, which closed twice so far this year due to snow and the threat of flooding. Lisa Mayo is with Visit Tuolumne and joins us to share the challenges her county is experiencing. Good morning, Lisa.
Good morning, Vicky.
So you live in Sonora, and obviously you head visit Tuolumne. What makes this corner of California such a special place for you?
Well, one of the things for me personally is that I grew up here, and so it's really great to have gone away to school and done some other things and landed back here and get to promote this great area. I mean, we have access to so many wonderful things right here in Tuolumne County. We have our gold rush history, we have our High Sierra, and of course, as you mentioned, we have Yosemite right in our backyard.
Yeah, when I think about the gold rush history, I mean, there's that Sierra Nevada community of Columbia, which I believe is a state park or a historic park, and that really takes you back in time. It is such a charming place to visit. And you have some experience there when you were young serving ice cream, right?
That's right. Yeah, I did. That was my first real job outside of babysitting. Not that babysitting is not a real job, but my first one where I actually got a paycheck, and I think I was 15 years old when I started there. And really, that was my first jump into the world of tourism.
How do you reflect on the past 5 months of this year? I mean, this winter was just brutal.
This winter was insane. You know, there were some good things that came out of it. Dodge Ridge Ski Resort in our area here just they were kind of in the bullseye of all the snows. They got the most snow they've ever received in a season. I think they got the most snow of many of the resorts in all of the Sierra. So it was a great season for them. But there was other issues, of course. We had just the winds and all the rain that was coming down as well. It actually caused a lot of cancellations for people that maybe weren't into going skiing or going up to play in the snow up at Leland. So it was a little challenging in that arena, but the bright light in all of this was that Dodge Ridge had their best season ever.
You know, how do things look like now? I mean, obviously we're getting into warmer temperatures, but there's still very much a snowpack and also the risk of flooding in some areas across the state.
Yeah, we have so much snow up the hill. It's incredible. We haven't seen walls of snow like that in years and years and years. So the challenge right now is getting access to the high country and to a lot of the activities that people come here to do. As you mentioned, Memorial Day is that unofficial kickoff this summer. And, you know, getting the roads cleared is a number one priority right now. And we've got a lot of great local road crews that are working hard to get access for everyone getting up the hill. And when I say up the hill, I'm talking Highway 108, and getting those businesses open, getting them prepared for summer, all of that. So there's a lot of work to do, and we're just hoping that the warmer temperatures kind of help that snow melt. I know there can be issues with that as well, as you mentioned, the flooding. So hopefully we have a happy medium there of temperatures and snow melt.
What are the popular activities as we get into these warmer temperatures that might be hindered or impacted, you know, just due to the record or near record snowpack in parts of the Sierra?
Camping is one of the biggest reasons people come here in spring, summer, and even the fall months. And so there's a lot of closures right now. A lot of places that people are normally used to being able to get to at this time of year, that they're going to have to wait a little longer. We do have a lot of great opportunities for camping in the lower elevations where there's not snow. So that's a good thing. Horseback riding, going up to Kennedy Meadows and being able to stay in the cabins up there and get on a horse and go experience the high country on saddle. That's something that people love to do as well that is not available at the moment. Usually by Memorial Day weekend, they're open. There's still that possibility for that. We're keeping our fingers crossed.
When I think of Tuolumne County, it's such a beautiful county. I think of Sonora, of course, but also Jamestown. You have beautiful lakes, but it is a gateway to Yosemite National Park, and that can be a draw for tourists from across the country or even internationally. How does this impact to Yosemite, which has experienced already two partial closures or just complete closures so far this year due to snow and due to the risk of flooding? How does that impact whether people are going to make the trip to Tuolumne County?
You know, that is Yosemite is a key. It's a bucket list item for so many people, whether they are coming even from the Bay Area or from around across the world. Like you mentioned, we do have marketing agencies that we work with in the UK and Canada, Mexico. And so it's for a lot of those folks, they're coming here to see Yosemite. And so if they get here and the gates close, you can imagine the frustration that they might have. This might be their only trip here to do that. Right now, we're experiencing some road issues that have Highway 120 closed there at the entrance to Yosemite. So one of the things that we like to do is to really promote other parts of the park that people don't always think about, like Hetch Hetchy, and that is such a cool area. I mean, if you haven't been there, it's so great because you learn about the history of Hetch Hetchy and the reservoir and what it looked like before it was dammed, how the equipment got there by railroad, by horses, back in the day to build this dam. And that water there in Hetch Hetchy provides the water for the San Francisco Bay Area. So there's a lot of history there, but beyond that, can do some great hiking. You can see Wapama Falls, which is a 1,400-foot waterfall. That's incredible. And that is all in Yosemite National Park, outside of the main gate there at Big Oak Flat Road. So you can still access that, which I think is an incredible place for people to go as an alternative.
Given that you have been heading Visit Tuolumne for about a decade now, I mean, the past 4 years have just been a whiplash. I mean, you have the pandemic, you have the increasing threat of wildfires. There have been multiple in this area in recent years, not to mention a series of atmospheric rivers and snowpack. You know, how does that shape your work as in trying to get tourists to come visit, you know, Tuolumne County, which is a gateway to Yosemite?
Well, that is such a great question. And wow, that list, you really took me back there a little bit. I think there has been a lot there. You know, when I started here the second year I was here in 2013, we had the Rim Fire. And that was really like, at the time, that was the third largest wildfire in California. Now I think it's like number 12. But that was really a learning point of like, wow, this is a real danger, a real thing that's happening in our area. And how do we deal with these things as they happen? Shortly after that, there was a government shutdown, you know, which shut down Yosemite National Park. So one of the things that I've really noticed in our area is our partners that, whether they're outfitters or they're hoteliers or restaurants even, boy, are they resilient and are they able to really pivot? That's just Pivot is one of those words we overuse these days, but I think really it's something that they've been able to do on a dime almost. When we have these challenges, they are able to turn it around, make it a positive, still get people to come here. You know, I mean, of course, we're looking if there's a wildfire and we have bad smoke, we're not going to tell people to come up here. We don't want people to, you know, visitors to get in the way of emergency services and things that are dealing with a fire. But you know, it's just learning that timing of when you invite people back and how you invite them back. We work a lot with Visit California. They've been a great leader in crisis. As they have dealt with a lot of it throughout the state as well. So each crisis, I would say, is a little different, but we learn something each time and always try to come out with more opportunities on the other side.
At the heart of this are the people who call Tuolumne County home, and the county population is around 55,000. How are they doing?
I think that most of our folks are doing pretty well right now. We do have, I mean, the spring has been really incredible visitation. We've had some new initiatives, like in the Christmas time, we had Christmas Town downtown Sonora, which is bringing more and more people in. We have great events happening all the time. So our residents, I think, are they're participating in those events after a few years of just not being able to do a whole lot. We're seeing huge turnouts. We just had our first farmers market in East Sonora this last Friday, and there was nowhere to park. Everyone wants to be out and about and seeing each other and having that social aspect. But it's a great place to live, and we have a friendly community and people that want to be involved and make it a better place.
That is wonderful to hear. You're listening to Insight here on CAP Radio, and we've been speaking with Lisa Mayo with Visit Tuolumne about how the severe winter storms are impacting the county's tourism. Okay, so Memorial Day weekend is fast approaching. It's a little over 2 weeks away, and that often is a time when people head to the Sierra to enjoy all of these outdoor activities, right? Camping, hiking, fishing. You know, how will this holiday weekend look different or feel different compared to previous years?
Well, people will not be able to access a lot of the high country camping areas that they are used to. I would highly recommend that they check with the Stanislaus National Forest before coming to see if their campground is open or not. And I would also encourage people that are finding that they don't have the campground that they want or that they normally go to available, that they check other areas of the county as well. We have like Lake Don Pedro, which has a lot of great camping around it. The lake is full. It's incredible. You can rent boats, go fishing, hiking, all those great things, just at a lower elevation. But it's going to be, I think, a beautiful summer. We have up in the high country, once the snow does start melting, we'll have some incredible wildflowers. For people to go hiking up in that area, we have wildflowers now. On some really great trails here at the like out of Tuolumne, we have an old railroad grade, and there's a great trail there called the West Side Trail that is full of wildflowers right now. So there's a lot of great options if you can't make it to your favorite spot just yet.
You know, when you touched upon Highway 120, which is closed, you know, Big Oak Flat Road, I think about, you know, it's also a great advantage when you can jump from county to county in this area, right? You know, you think of Yosemite and what surrounds it. You have Tuolumne County, you have Inyo and Mono County, as well as Mariposa County. And often, you know, people want to jump around and enjoy the outdoors. How does the closure, potential closures of highways and really thoroughfares that get you from one county to the next across the Sierra, how does this impact, you know, the accessibility of getting around?
That's a really great question, and that's really a heart of the challenge that we are facing is that we have passes on either side of us that are anticipated to open in July. So when you're asking people to come to Tuolumne County or head over to Mono County, Highway 108 is a key thoroughfare, and when we don't have those passes open, people have to go way far out of
It
their
adds
way.
hours to the
It
drive,
adds
to the commute.
absolutely hours and hours, and plus we can lose those folks. They might decide to stop somewhere else, and then they cut their trip shorter, or realize, oh, it's too far to go. So it's really, really important that we get that Sonora Pass Highway 108 open, because it is a key corridor going back and forth, like I mentioned. And we do have we talked about earlier the international travelers. A lot of them do this loop going from Vegas to Yosemite to San Francisco, LA. It's a very popular loop. And we will lose a lot of those travelers if we aren't able to get the pass open in time.
You know, all of this also comes. We've had Yosemite on in the past and earlier this year, and they're preparing to eliminate its reservation system, which has been in place since the pandemic. What impact do you think this will have on tourism?
Well, I think the reservation system itself was a little bit of a deterrent for a lot of visitors. And it was a challenge for us trying to highlight this area that is a key icon for people to come here. It's where they want to go. I think with lifting the reservation system, you're still going to have folks that think one's in place, so they're not even going to try to visit, for one. But also, we're trying to set like a base year to get back to not having that system. And what does that look like? Because during the last 3 years or so, when the system's been in place, the park has worked on some different traffic initiatives, like additional parking and roundabouts and things like that. So I think they're looking at this as a base year to see how that traffic is going to be managed this year, how the visitors are going to be managed and move about the park, to see what they might need to do in the future to control that.
Yeah. I mean, there certainly has been challenges, but there's been some blessings as well. You touched upon Dodge Ridge Ski Resort, and they had their earliest opening in almost two decades. They recorded like 63 feet of snow. I believe that was an all-time season record that was set over a decade ago, which is amazing. You know, how has this season helped establish Dodge Ridge and the surrounding businesses, maybe as an alternative to other popular resort areas like Mammoth or Lake Tahoe?
I think Dodge Ridge is one of those ski resorts where a lot of people, when you talk to them, are like, oh, I learned how to ski there, myself included. And I also worked there when I was younger. And, you know, I think people realized, like, when they couldn't maybe get over the passes to Tahoe or to go further out, that they rediscovered Dodge Ridge. And it is such a wonderful family resort. They've started their terrain park up again. They've done some really great things there to expand their offerings. And so I think this year, not only did they make the news a lot because of all the snow that they were getting, but again, people that maybe skied there as a kid and haven't been there in years revisited and maybe brought their families. So hopefully some new traditions were started this year at Dodge Ridge. We are so excited for them. And we love that they are now offering things year round as well. This summer, they'll have where you can take your mountain bike up the chairlift and bike down the mountain. So some really cool things happening there.
Yeah. Another perk are those wildflower blooms in across Nevada and California. We've had guests from both Nevada and California for this regional statewide look at these super blooms that are taking place. Now, although like a lot of areas have already peaked, Tuolumne County can have longer bloom seasons sometimes due to the county's varying elevations. Are there still some good places to take in these wildflowers in May and June?
There really are. Right now, I just touched on it earlier. In the town of Tuolumne, there's a historic railroad grade, which railroad grades make great trails, especially if you have little ones, because they're going to be flat for the most part. But this is a beautiful trail that goes out, and you can see the Tuolumne River Canyon from there. But right now, there are so many flowers on that trail that it's just incredible. Great place for photos. And then once we start seeing some snow melt, and maybe in June, July, one of my favorite trails is up there in the forest, and it's called Waterhouse Trail. And there was a year I can remember going through there and just being waist high in incredible wildflowers of all colors and species. And, you know, it's just a really beautiful spot. So I anticipate that we'll have a pretty long wildflower bloom this year.
Well, Lisa, thank you so much for a lay of the land.
Thank you.
Lisa Mayo is with Visit Tuolumne, one of the gateway counties to Yosemite National Park. You're listening to Insight here on CAP Radio. I'm your host, Vicki Gonzalez. We're back in just a moment.